So you just pull off driving fast for no reason at all. Okay.
Okay, okay. Yo, read that shit again, bro. Like, I can't fucking believe it. We just jumping right into this shit, man. Read that shit again, bro.
Which part? The pulling off fast or the driver?
The driver. The driver.
Yeah, so like basically like the driver saying that she did not know anything as far as the shooting, and basically she denies her involvement in being a getaway driver, and when he came to the car, he didn't mention anything about the shooting.
Yo, that sounds so fucking dumb. Like, she's not trying to get killed, and she's not trying to have her family killed. That's all. That's all that is.
What the fuck you mean? So what he get out the car for? Did he buy something from Nipsey's store? Like, he just came back? Did he go to In-N-Out? Like, fuck did he get out the car for? Like,
did he drive or did she drive?
That's what I'm saying. She pulled up.
She pulled up.
Drive through or something?
Was
she Uber?
He said she parked in the alley.
For what though?
Why are you parking in the alley? And you knew where you was going if you was the drive. If she was the driver, she drove there. And why would you park in the alley? You dig it? Without having intentions of not being seen. She's not trying to get killed. That's all that is, yo. The whole city is after these motherfuckers. She just like, oh, I ain't got nothing to do with it. Bitch, you drove him there. You drove him there.
6 shots, bro. You ain't know nothing. I don't be understanding these people, man. She just gonna get locked up, whether she wants to or not. Aiden and Embedded.
Yeah, period. Period, man.
Oh, so she bird boxed her way out the alley. Yo.
Yo.
Yo. No.
Yo.
What?
Yo. Hold on. Yo, the internet is undefeated, so God.
Yo.
God damn, yo. Shit crazy, man.
This man said, so she bird boxed out the alley, bro. Not the Sandra Bullock, bro. Now she heard the chirps. No, not that.
Yo, she heard the chirps. Yo, this shit is crazy, man.
Yeah, but nah. So anyway, let's just get into it, right? So listen. This is just hard fact that we all know for a fact that we can all agree on. And when it's put in perspective, I just, you know, let me know what you think, right? So a nigga from 60 crip, whatever, yeah, goes to jail, right?
Right.
Cooperates with the police,
yep,
get out of jail. 2 days later, he killed Nipsey.
Right.
Nobody shot back. Security and day ones ran. Nipsey still alive after the first shots, shooter slowly runs off.
Hold on.
Double backs. He forgot his key to the car, right?
What?
So then, damn, still no one, not one person, not the homie or security, shoots at the guy. Then he finishes his job shooting Nipsey in the head. Then slowly runs off again, just to double back again to kick Nipsey in his head again.
What?
Then slowly runs off the scene with not one shot being fired. After assassination of $1 million crip in front of his store in his own hood, surrounded by gang members.
What? And I don't believe it.
Yeah, that, like, where's the math on that? Like,
yo, I don't believe it, son. Yo, I can't. How is that possible? Niggas do that for some regular shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody roll up on your bro and you carrying, you not gonna fire off? But you talking about a boss and nobody else fire, period. Nobody running the street licking off at him. Those security, I don't even know if Nipsey even rode with security. But none of the day ones, nobody, like, in that lifestyle, let's see if we even focus on the gang membership. Nobody else had a gun. He had a gun. you had a gun. Like, nothing else. Even if they don't, there's no trying to see what the fuck happened to you, to the boss, the honcho, your boy, your brother. I don't believe it. What if it's deeper than what we're looking at? What if it was involvement of everybody? Is that possible?
It's crazy.
I didn't know that, man. Like, I didn't even think about that. Like he was by himself. Like he just regular by himself. He ain't roll with nobody.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Like, you know, in the video footage, the grainy footage that we seen, there was a couple other people. Like, it was at least four other people around.
You know what? You know what's not adding up to me?
What's the word?
Nipsey had a smart store, bro.
Exactly.
So what about his cameras?
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Why we only got that footage from somewhere else that's nothing even do with that store?
You think they got it? They holding the footage to, you know, to I don't know, cause like it's just crazy. Like when I was seeing that footage, bro, it automatically brought me back to the Kanika Jenkins and how people can like sabotage footage. Like, oh, so I don't know. Like,
I don't trust that footage, bro.
I don't trust the footage, man. The footage is too grainy for what it is. Like,
what camera is that, bro? It's just like. It's like a stage. It's like they set the stage. And then on top of that, it doesn't. What other storefront cameras? They all got cameras.
Everybody got cameras,
especially
bro.
Nipsey's store. He got the first smart store. Like, what the fool? Like, I don't believe it. Thinking about this, man, makes your mind go deeper and deeper. I don't believe it because that's not the only angle. You know he has security. You know he has security cameras. Hell, people who own homes got security cameras, and that's the only footage we got. I don't believe it. And you can't even make it. Who you can't even make it out? Who's who? It's very frustrating. It's very frustrating. We lost somebody very, very special. It's very frustrating, and then it's just like. I don't know, the internet is full of people hiding behind keyboards, you know, so, and it's, you don't know who is who, and you can't trust the information that's coming across, you just have to follow your heart and come up with your own conclusion about things, but the way things seem, it just don't add up. It don't add up.
Yeah, it don't add up.
It don't, man, it won't petty like that, they're making it seem like it was a petty murder, it wasn't. You know, even if I'm here's a kick out for people to understand. I don't want you to believe like, oh, I don't want to believe that it wasn't petty because I'm such a huge Nipsey fan. Let me tell you, I followed Nipsey as a person and what he was doing. That's what made me notice Nipsey on another level. You know what I'm saying? Call me later getting on Nipsey. I don't have to be his number one fan or his day one fan. I respect what the man was doing. I respect what he was doing for the community. I respect what he was doing for a legacy. I respect what he was doing for his people. I respect what he was doing for black entrepreneurship. I respect what he was doing for family. You see what I'm saying? Like, even the pictures with Lord London, even the pictures with his baby mama, even the pictures, what he was doing, you know what I'm saying? He displayed it, you know? He displayed a lifestyle.
And he then demonstrated.
He displayed and demonstrated. And then we want to minimize his death by some petty shootout. Even if he did go out like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, you know how when people get killed, they be like, oh, he was an a dude who got a family, got a business, he was the father of three, owned a business. I'm not seeing the news run down what Nipsey done and who he was. I only see them focusing on the negativity already, like the gang shit, you know what I'm saying, the shooting. First they were saying it was gang shit that was happening, that's why he died. And then now they're diminishing that theory because now they know it's not gang related. And then here we are with this. So why not say who he was as a man, you know what I'm saying, like who he was and what he have done. That's who we lost. They left that to the internet. You see what I'm saying? But no news covered it like that.
Facts. changing the narrative, man, trying to keep my mans in the box. So much more than that.
Right, because they trying to silence his voice. You know, people could be like, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. You know what I'm saying? All the information that you're seeing could be looked up online. Think of it like this. It's not that he brought you new information. He made you aware of the current information that you should have known and been aware about. He made you aware of it, just like the Dr. Sebi. You know what I'm saying? He made you aware of that. Dr. Sebi, that shit happened in 1985. You know what I'm saying? That's happened way back when, you know? But some people just now knowing about that, you know? So now it's going to make you look into what that person was about. And you can see the importance of what Nipsey was trying to shed light on, you know? I can't wait to see the documentary, if it still comes out. But it opens your mind and makes you aware on a different level. So it's the voice. It's the messenger. It's the package.
Exactly.
It's the package. He was a leader in our day. You know what I'm saying? It took a G to be a leader for us, you know?
Exactly. Like, and I know a lot of people, you know, ain't gonna agree with this, whether you do or you don't. But like, I had to tell somebody the other day, like, I really felt like with Nip, like, to me and my generation and how I was inspired by him, I wasn't really born into the Michael Jackson era and seen how, like, he grew and stuff like that versus with Nip. But I see the impact, and I really feel like, you know, in my generation and in my circle and who we connect with, he was like a Michael Jackson figure. So when he, like, you know, when I heard the news, like, bro, like, I couldn't even, like, really, like, process it. It just sounded so foreign, and it sounded so out of place and out of pocket. Like, it just sounded so untimely. So right. It was, you know, like, a lot of people just don't agree with that. But man, like I really hold Nipsey as one of the greats, like, period. Like, and you know, it's crazy because he even said it before, you know, mentioned my name with, like, Malcolm and Jesus, and that's the category I place my guy in personally. Like, and I don't care who feels what they feel about that. Like when you say demonstration and him really being able to be a blueprint and a product of his environment in a positive way, like, you know, being from a area where, you know, negativity could easily be, you know, the focus. My man superseded and had a vision past all of that and showed us that in real time, and closing on commercial units in his neighborhood, like buying back the block, literally buying back his block in the areas where he used to sell work at. Like, man, that ain't no regular average day, regular Joe type movements. Like, my man's really, like, remind you, like, my man's marketed different. Like, this the guy who first put value and put $100 on his mixtape, on his album.
I ain't never seen anybody do that.
Nobody. Who you know?
Nobody, like, bro, did that. Like, nobody did that.
Nobody ever did that. Like, nobody was having Jay-Z come and pick up 100 or what? Like, I think he bought like 10 copies of it at 100 a piece. So he dropped a band on my guy, like, just for them tapes. Like,
wow.
My man's did different. Like, he was smart, man. Like, he just a whole different caliber, yo. Like, a whole different caliber, and for those who have eyes, really appreciate what he did and what he's doing, because, like I said, his energy still lives on, and we're going to definitely manifest and harness every word that he said, and we're going to go back, and that's where the real justice, like, I know you asked earlier, like, what's the justice? Like, the justice is not finding the killer, because, yeah, the killer what? Like, man, like, me personally, like, my personal feelings on how I feel, because, like, Nip was like a big brother to me, like, even though I only, like, seen him one time in person, but other than that, like, his music has told me plenty of stories that made us, you know, have plenty of conversations that led to me and my business this move and savvies and street smart and just having a man motive to, you know, feed your family and standing on principles. So it's just a different situation, man. Like, me personally, I'm from the East Coast, being from Brooklyn, New York, and stuff like that. I don't have any pillar on the West Coast that I can look forward to or say, like, yo, this is who I project to be, or this is their projections, and this is how I want to follow and you know, frame my work. Like, other than Nip, like, offhand, like, there's nobody who's on the West Coast who has moved like Nip, period, that I've seen in my lifetime.
Right.
So, I mean, and, like, yeah, I can name plenty of people that I like on the West Coast, but as far as, like, people who's had an impact that's really standing for something and is not always wishy-washy or on one side of the fence and then jump when it's a trending, when they on the Gucci trend, you know, like,
right,
the Gucci train, you know, people who was, you know, saying don't wear Gucci for 2 months and then was wearing it next week, Gucci socks on, you know, like,
yeah, yo, like, come on, man, like, I don't know, man, it's just whack, yo, it's whack how people, it's very frustrating, man, like.
Nah, man, like, people really, like, don't, you can't be around me and fix your mouth to downplay Nipsey and his legacy, because, like, I take it personal, because, like, when you understand the sacrifice that he did, like, me personally, I'm a person who studied Malcolm X, and I relate to Malcolm X, like, I love Malcolm X, like, I got a lot of respect for Malcolm X and what he's did and done, and the fact that, you know, I know some people that was in media and helps him, like, with his social media presence in the beginning, and shout out to Blue Pill, because he spoke on this, but basically, you know, he was saying that he helped him, I'm certain or whatever, right, or it's a strong possibility that, don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure it's like Epic Records that he was with in the beginning, and I'll go double check. But basically, I know for a fact, though, that whatever he had to deal with, some major label and stuff like that in the company before everything. And, you know, everybody back in the day, like 2008, 2007 and stuff like that, and before and all that, you had the Jesus piece. Everybody wanted the Jesus piece, right?
Right.
You know what Nip was wearing, right?
What Nip was wearing?
He was wearing the Malcolm X chain. He was the first person that put the big Malcolm X chain on, like, the one of the only ones that I seen, like, you know, like, so he was willing to, like, he was going against the grain, like, you know, the Jesus Christ, the Jesus cross, that piece is more accepted than a Malcolm X piece that's just as big. But my man's was willing to sacrifice and put his image out there with representing and magnifying Malcolm X and his ideologies, versus, you know, putting on the crucifix.
Wow, that's
so crazy. You know, that alone just says where his morals and his principle and his honor codes was. So if nothing else, you gotta respect that.
You gotta respect that. You got to. Like, anybody who don't respect this, you have to question their character. If you don't understand what's happening with this Nipsey, we're not talking about these trend people who, I like the rip culture, like I like to call it the RIP culture. We're not talking about you guys who jump on bandwagons when everybody else was on the bandwagon. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I'm the biggest Nipsey fan, or I've been on Nipsey music and what he's been doing since the beginning, now that he's dead. You know what I'm saying? Just the same saying, you give your flowers while they're alive so they can smell them.
Shut.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, my God. So, what we're looking at is a person who unified people who were otherwise
outcasted.
Outcast.
Yep.
He unified the outcast. You see what I'm saying? He unified the misfits. You know? So, it's the voice. It's who's it's the deliverer. It's the messenger. It's the ideologies. It's his mindset. It's that man's vision. You know, that brings people together. It's not bad to give credit when credit is due, you know? People just hate all the time. People hate all the time. People are despicable and disgusting sometimes. You know, we can look in the mirror and see ourselves, you know what I mean? We can be disgraceful. We could be a disgusting race of people. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about black or white. I'm talking about humanity. Like, that's who we are. That's the mirror. So when we got, think about this, man. Like, it's just so hard to have someone speak for people. Is it that hard to have people uplift people? You know what I'm saying? Is it so hard to have people speak for black people or uplift black people or uplift people in poverty, period? Is that so scary? You know, is that so scary? Like, it's got to stop. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's got to stop. Like, this is our assassination. Forgive me where I sound, because I'm really, really frustrated and it's really upsetting, because this is our assassinations in our time. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Older people, they was there when the Malcolm X and the Martin Luther Kings got assassinated. That's what they was going through. You know what I mean? That was their leaders. That was their hope. That was their spokesman. That was their person to go to for answers.
Facts.
Nipsey was the go-to man for this generation for answers for real change in life.
Facts.
And we're not saying this man is saint. That's for all the haters out there. Like, oh, y'all acting like this man was God. Y'all acting like this man was a saint. Yeah. Y'all shut the fuck up. We are talking about dead, for real. We are talking about this man's legacy for real. He really did this. He really did it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all was talking. I don't give a y'all talk. He did it. So the fact that he did it, respect that he done it, and follow his footsteps. Just look into what he was doing, what he was saying. He was teaching you investments. You ain't had to go to college to get the game that he gave you.
Oh, God.
You ain't had to do that. Just listen. Follow the blueprint. Put the CD in. Look at the interview. He was teaching investments. He was teaching is more about buying back in your community. That's what they do with gentrification any damn way. So he was saying, gentrify your own neighborhood and own it. They gonna do it, but you ain't looking at it like that, huh? It's very frustrating. It's sad. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers wanting to be the first one to tweet some shit. Like, oh, rest in peace, RIP. God damn it, I'm tired of the rip culture.
Facts.
I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of seeing some progression happen that we, quote unquote, get a setback. You know what I'm saying? Because if a leader get assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't say he was a leader, your eyes are closed.
Facts. Big facts. Like, big, big facts. Like, anybody who feels like, you know, like I said, like, Nip didn't live up to anything other than greatness, then I would definitely have to respectfully disagree and let them know that they're completely wrong. Like, completely wrong. Like, that is absurd. My man's was paradigm shifting. He was, you know, making new borders. Like, you know, he was telling us that there is really no limits. Like, my man's really, like, put his grandma in a jet. Like, bro, like, it's just so much. Like, if you want to follow the intricate pieces of this man, like, from the beginning, like, when before even meeting, like, you know, Lauren and just having, like, those regular day conversations and stuff like that, when you could say that he was more indulged in that, what they would call community resistance and progress culture, you know? Like, he was talking on principles, man.
Principles, yo. And from a guy who has a financial background, you know what I'm saying? What Nipsey was really talking about, he was really saying what we need to know. He was really saying generational wealth. It was more than just financing a park or, you know what I'm saying, doing some things in your community. That's not just what he was saying. What he was saying was the thing that you have done in your community, and now you own a piece of where you live and where you have been, where your parents lived at and where you have been and where you grew up at. So everybody doesn't have that reality. Everybody didn't grow up in the projects, but for the ones who did, he's giving you keys to unlock for you to get out and see people differently and get out. Exactly. And you know what I'm saying? You leave, but what he done is that's where we live. That's where they've been living at. That's where they make their money at. That's where they have their stores at. So why not own this place and make it different?
Mm-hmm. Advance, add value.
Add value. So that's what they, that's gentrification. That's what they're doing anyway. That's why they move you out. So they move in and put a Starbucks up.
Yup.
This man showed you entrepreneurship. This man showed you black entrepreneurship, black education. You see what I'm saying? He's done so much. So forget about the music. No. Don't forget about the music. But music aside, just look at this man moves. Just look what he did. And then you can see the blueprint. Respect the blueprint.
I do.
Even if you look at other people. Like, it's so many theories we can come up right now. I can give you 50 theories right now. What could have happened or what would have happened or whatever. What it could have showed us, I can give you that. I wasn't there, so it's not facts. It's opinions. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody has an opinion except for the ones who did it.
Exactly.
Because we wasn't there. But let this show you, this is critical in the time that we live in, and it just became April, bro. Like, crazy. It ain't the year. My God, the year is, it ain't even 6 months yet. And look what's happening. Y'all keep, it's time to stop. What we saying, it's time to stop playing. It's cut it out. Right. Cut the games out, man. Cut the bullshit out. It's time to really hone in on what really matters right now. I don't want to see it no more. I don't want to see no bull. We need substance. We need substance. Everybody who has talent, everybody who has a skill, everybody that's a visionary, everybody that's a leader, everybody who can pull people together, like everybody who has a resource, it's time to activate it. It's time to wake the fuck up. I don't want to hear it. I'm woke. I don't want to hear it. It's time to put in action, yo, of who you are and what you do. That's the call. It's time.
Hustle and motivate, man. Hustle and motivate. That's what we all got to do. Like just, you know, find your smart store, find your victory lap, you know, and run that race, man. Whatever you do, give your heart to it. That's exactly what Nip said. So that's where justice lies, man. Like, everybody being in their own right, you know, like that's the best way. And that's what Nip wanted. Like, he wanted us all to basically, you know, find our own niche and put it back into the culture and show it in real time and be straightforward with it, you know, and take a team with you. Like, don't try to do it dolo. Like, he had a team and stuff like that. And it's, man, like, it's just understand, yo. Nip was never no regular guy, and don't ever try to downplay his legacy, like, at all, son. Like, if you could do half of what he did, then you a stellar dude. Put it that way.
Wow. Oh. Wow.
Big shout out to Nip, LA, and all the love, man, for real. All the victory lap, the marathon continues. No. You already know.
I'm curious to see how it plays out. You know, we had to take this time out to show you what's important. You know, we can entertain you, we can tell you what's real, we can tell you the truth. This is the wave. This is Wave Nation. This is True Wave. You already know, but this is important. You know, you need to hear this. People need to hear it. And digest it and reverence it and resonate on it.
But let it marinate on your brain, man. And use those juices to get it flowing and get to where you're going, yo. That's it, man. That's the blueprint.
Yeah, his blueprint. His most principle is his blueprint shall not die out with him. You know, he was a soldier, you know what I'm saying? He's fallen. So he became immortal. So now it's up to us to carry the torch.
Facts.
So what do we do now? This is what we do now. It's like exactly what we said earlier. Find out your niche. If you do not know your niche, connect with people who can help you find out what your niche is. Understand business. Understand money from a whole different standpoint, from a whole different perspective, not from a poverty mind state.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that. That's important. Look at money differently. Don't look at how much you have. Look at how much it's worth. And then look at how much you can capitalize on it and how much you can increase it. If you cannot do it by yourself, get with people who can help you do it. It's time to do things differently. It's time to do things differently. Get with programs. Get with different situations. Volunteer your time. Connect with some people. Connect with something that can help contribute. Progression. Like, it's we need it, man. We need it.
Facts. And that's what Nit was doing, man. That Vector 90, he had the incubator and stuff like that, that was helping cultivate young entrepreneurs and young business, small business owners into, you know, a profitable, reputable company that is standing the test of time. And, you know, that's what we're going to do through, you know, what he said. We're going to definitely stream his music, listen to all his interviews, and embody his character and his morals and his ideologies, you know, and we use it to our advantage to move forward. And that's the best way, you know, I see justice in my own right, you know, me being me, the best me, you know, and dedicating myself to know, like, you know, my message to Nip, like, you know, let him know, like, tribute, you know, paying my respects, which is due, you know, because he definitely, you know, didn't do nothing in vain. And, you know, this is a strong sacrifice that a lot of people, we taking the blow, but, you know, we got to keep going. And that's basically, you know, how we going to get justice.
Yeah.
So you got to move, man. We cannot allow this to, you know, stagnate the progression. They saying that the SEBI, SEBI, is CB documentary is going to go on, which is love. But we just need to take heed to, you know, all of his endeavors and what he left for us, you know.
Correct.
Like, indulge yourself, man.
You know what's, I got to mention it. You know what's bothering me?
What's the word?
The Nipsey Memorial.
Bro, it gets so deep, dog. It gets so deep, son. And I heard about the raid and all that and how, like, people out there, a couple people got shot out there. And, you know, like, I'm not on the ground, so I can't say what's right or what's wrong or what's hard facts or not. But if that is the scenario, you know, I definitely feel like, you know, that needs to be ixnayed or taken on somewhere else, you know? Like, we cannot allow that to, you know, poison what his message was about, because that's not what he stood for at all. At all. We cannot start damaging our own communities and our own people. Like, he was there to build us, you know? So that's the only goal and the only motive and the mission, man, is to keep building and continuing his legacy in the marathon, man. That's all.
The story that they said happened, I'm just skeptical about everything.
Man.
Because it was like somebody thought a gunshot or a loud noise which caused a riot. I mean, we understand what people, we understand what causes a riot, we understand what incites people. How do we know that these people, like, I feel as though it was orchestrated? How do we know? How do we know that this people who orchestrated the killing wasn't out there at the memorial to cause and to incite a riot? You know, his memorial was trampled. It was destroyed, and that wasn't even a real memorial.
Exactly.
So it's like, what the fuck is that? How is that a memorial when who threw it? Who threw the memorial? Who put it on? How did it start? It wasn't no celebrity there. It wasn't no people of importance. His wife wasn't there. His children wasn't there. Like, what kind of memorial was this?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers acting a fool like that shit wasn't real to me. Like, yo, no. No. And then they had it at Candles Trample, Eric, man. It keeps minimizing who the fuck he is. So it's just like, yo, I don't trust nobody, yo. Same people who gave you 9/11 are same people who gave you a story.
Mm-hmm.
Same people who told you Flint, Michigan water was saved, same people who gave you the story.
It's not the same people who told you, nah, let me, like, what? Chill.
Flint water still messed up.
Yo.
Still. But those are the people you, that's the people you trust and to give you the truth? Come on, man. Wake up.
Jeez.
That's not real, bro. Like, I don't believe it, yo. I don't believe it. I don't. I do not. I do not.
Facts. They out here telling lies that sound true. Now, they don't even sound true, though.
But, could you imagine if we didn't have social media? Could you imagine if the internet wasn't as big as it was?
Bruh.
Could you imagine if this was back then? And Flint happened back then? This happened back then? Come on, yo.
Like, you know, Flint, the new Six Flags. I mean, not Sprint, Flint.
Flint.
But, yo, Flint, the new Six Flags out here. Like, they'll tell you anything, man. For real. That's like, why it's powerful. It's people like Nip is powerful, bro, because they was changing the narrative of what's really going on. So, man,
they always changing the narrative.
Fuck the bullshit,
man.
Bro.
Fuck the bullshit, man. That's crazy.
You know what's real, man. And that's the beauty of it. Between social media and having our own platforms, we was able to, you know, decipher what's real and what's not, you know? And people who in tune know what's up. Like, especially with that RP culture, like, the same people who saying, oh, it's not a conspiracy, oh, it's not this and that, they were the same people spelling his name, STLE. Like, please.
Stop.
Same people, man.
You can't even.
Same people calling victory lap, victory run. Like, please.
Come on, see? That's the little jabs, man. Little jabs. How the fuck? Oh, God damn it.
Same people, man.
I mean, that's just so stupid, yo. Like, that's what makes me feel the way I feel, you know? Like, I can't with these people. It's very frustrating, you know what I'm saying? Then you can't argue with these people. You can't reason with these people because they don't want to be reasoned with. It's just like the idiot who jumped on social media, was it the same day or the day after, and saying he's the one who killed Nipsey?
That clown, bro.
Come on, man.
Oh, that clout clown, bro.
Clout clowns, dude. And I don't even believe he was acting alone. I just don't believe nothing. I don't believe nothing. You're the only guy in the whole world who done that? Who done that, bro? And then on top of that, you didn't fear for your life, huh? You did not think that if they believed you, anything wouldn't have happened to you? You did not think that. And then the clout chase is so hard. He was driving and saying he was on the getaway right now. Come on, man, stop.
Going slow,
showing your face on camera, dude. You didn't. Come on, man. Like, yo, who? I don't even. Who was he even on the gram with? You know what I'm saying? I don't trust that whole situation. Like, yo, come on, man. Come on, like y'all act like y'all ain't know each other. You FaceTiming?
Followers, man. They need some more followers. It's crazy.
You ain't gonna capitalize on a man like Nipsey death, yo. This ain't no regular person, man. Don't play with this man. Don't play with it. Like, could you imagine if your brother died and somebody did that online?
Ain't nobody got time for these dudes, bro. Like,
could you imagine that, though? Like,
But see, that's how I take it, though. That's how I'm looking at it. Like, I take it personal. because like I said, I look at Nip as a big brother, like coming from, you know, I ain't really had nobody to look up to. So like, as far as like music wise, he was one of those people that was demonstrating his words. So, and I can't stress that enough. I can't stress that enough, because you got so many people out here who's talking about it but not doing it. And then when you got somebody that's doing it, and then they just like untimely demise, is just not it. So, like, I do take that shit. Like, I do look at it that way. So when people was doing that, like, I, like me, bro, if you look at my Instagram, like, I'm usually active. Sonny. I made a few posts, but I'm off. Like, I was off of it. Like, I couldn't even look at, or like, I tried to give people time to, you know, get all of their fake posts down and stuff like that, because like, that shit was fraud, man. And I got too much discernment, and I seen through it all. Same. Especially with the first person saying that, oh, I did it. Like, I got messages saying, you know, that people sent that and was saying that he was saying that he did it and shit. And I'm just like, nah, brother's cap. Like, I couldn't even, like, say much. Like, as much as I probably would want to at old buddy and stuff, I just left it all alone.
Yeah, man, it's the best thing to do.
Too much, man.
It made me feel like when Pac died, how in disbelief that we were. You know, like, Pac was, we can reference, like, Nipsey was the today's Pac. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people want to be like, oh, I'm the next Pac. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Like, shut up. Shut up. Come on, man. Yeah. Like, you not Pac. You never will be Pac.
Look, listen. The only Pac, the version of Pac they are is to hit him up. They don't know nothing about Brenda's Got a Baby and, you know, all the other versions of Pac, you know?
Right.
And keep your head up, Pac. Like, they don't know that Pac. They only know hit him up.
Like, black activist Pac. Pac was doing that then. You know what I'm saying? Now Nipsey was doing it now.
Mm-hmm.
Nipsey get murdered. Pac get murdered. Pac had an altercation. Mm-hmm. Nipsey had an altercation. You see what I'm saying? So, what the fuck, yo? What the fuck? Like, that's how it made us feel when it happened back then. It's all over. It made us feel this way again. So, just like, we lost somebody strong. We lost somebody great. We just we mourning, you know? But then we still are motivated, you know? Turn the mournings to motivation.
Facts. Big fact, man.
It's big facts, man. This is Jay with the Prince, man. Okay, Rio got the real deal tie, my guy.
You already
know. This is different, you know. We had to talk to you, you know. This is Wave Nation. You know, I'm rocking with the best.
You already.
One.